AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Good feelings on Good Friday. Christian pilgrims walk the Via Dolorosa, the Way of the Cross, in the old walled city of Jerusalem today. Among them, Mark Miller, an American.
I feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to walk in the same footsteps to share this experience with some of those who are the most close to me. I think this is something that everybody should do if given the opportunity to reinvigorate their belief in the Holy Spirit.
On the other side of the globe in the Philippines, six devotees allowed sterilized nails to be driven into the palms of their hands as they reenacted the crucifixion of Christ. One man screamed out in pain. A tourist gasped at the sight.
I think it takes an incredible amount of dedication and commitment to really go through something like that. It's really fascinating.
The reenactments are frowned upon, though, by the Roman Catholic Church. Good Friday was a sad day for Christians who are trying to identify their loved ones among the 148 people who were killed at a college by Islamic terrorists in eastern Kenya. One man who was searching for the remains of a nephew says families are receiving very little help from the government.
We are kind of going through a lot of trauma, and we are taking it with hard feelings. It's like no one is caring for the feelings of the family's members.
Folks in Louisville, Kentucky won't be hiding Easter eggs in their yards. A half foot of rain has flooded neighborhoods like the one where Ronald Coleman had to be rescued by boat.
The rescue team had came in and banged on our door, and we got our things together, and they put us on the boat and brought us up front where we wouldn't be underwater.
A mother and child are missing in eastern Kentucky. This is AP Radio News. Sarah Brady, the widow of President Reagan's press secretary, James Brady, both of whom were shot and critically wounded during an assassination attempt, died today in Alexandria, Virginia, of pneumonia at the age of 73. Brady, who became a leading gun control advocate, felt her husband was safe as long as he traveled with Reagan.
Who could be better protected than Secret Service all around you? And yet, it was a gun in the wrong hands that a background check would have probably have caught.
A man who spent nearly three decades on Alabama's death row walked free today, 2 days after prosecutors acknowledged that the only evidence they had against him couldn't prove he had committed the crime. Ray Hinton was 29 when he was led away for the 1985 killings, freed at the age of 58 with gray hair and a beard. He was embraced by his sisters, who said, "Thank you, Jesus." Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.